We worship you, we worship you. I will keep my mind stayed on you. Is that your confession this evening? Huh. I will keep my mind, Lord, stayed on you. I need to sing it over and over again. Oh, I will keep my mind stayed on you. For you deserve my everything. Oh, Lord, I will keep my mind stayed on you. And this is what you want to do to him. Oh, all I want to do, Jesus, is to worship you. Every day of my life, all I want to do, sing, is to worship you. With your hands lifted high, all I want to do, all I want to do, Father, is to worship you. Oh, Lord, you alone are God. Nobody like a God. You alone are God. Somebody declare you alone. You alone are God. Yeah. Oh, you alone are God. Yeah, you. Our faith is in you, Lord. Yeah, I will keep my mind stayed on you. You alone deserves my attention. Oh, Lord, I will keep my time. All I want to do, all I want to do is to worship you. So we call him, oh God, you alone are God. Yeah, you nobody else like you, Lord. You alone, not God. Yeah, you alone, not God. Somebody want to sing from the bottom of your heart.
All right, go ahead and give thanks to God this morning. Thank Him for the gift of life. Thank Him because He is good. Thank Him because He is faithful and we are grateful. Go ahead and just bless the name of the Lord this morning. Go ahead and just thank Him because He is our all-sufficient God. He is our source and our sustainer. Come on, somebody, go ahead and bless God this morning. Thank Him. It is the beginning of a new month. It is the month of July, the first Sunday of the month of July. And I need you to go ahead and just say, Father, I thank you because this month is wonderful. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because this month is filled with testimonies, free flow of testimonies this month in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, go ahead and just thank God this morning. Thank Him this morning. Go ahead and thank God. Say, Father, I thank you. When we pray out in other tongues, we pray better. So right now, I want you to go ahead and give thanks in other tongues this morning. Makala bado shatanda ikradish tananda lagadosa imonza le krishtananda ekuza mantele gadosa lebra kadasha telibra kina mazusa levota ekrushtananda legadosa. We give you praise, Jesus. Likara badosa imonda Cruz de Nante, Akira Masuza, Lecrido Rosta Lagadasa, Mekora Banda, Ira Nananisha, Calabadosa, Mateja, Natiga, Nikasha, Telobra, Ikanabadosa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Inana Nashutelekadesa, Feluda Nakashtan, Imbrakosa, Nendora, Ika Nakashtan, Nendori Kadiso, Talagadosa. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We are grateful. We are grateful, Jesus. Thank you for victories that we enjoy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because we enjoy much more. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. We thank you because you are good and your mercy endures forever. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. The psalmist say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I believe you just want to go ahead and just say, Father, I bless you this morning. Father, I bless you this morning. I bless you this morning. I thank you. I give you glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, I want us to also release our faith where today's service is concerned. Reverend has been teaching on faith, and I want us to go ahead and release our faith where today's service is concerned, that all that today's service has for us, the God's plan for today's service, we have and enjoy it to its full capacity in the name of Jesus. Can you just go ahead and just release your faith where today's service is concerned, that in the name of Jesus, there are answers to questions. In the name of Jesus, there are solutions to challenges. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you because today, Father, we thank you for the burden removing, yoke destroying power that will be available today in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because for every one person that will listen to the word today, thank you for transformation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for transformation. Thank you, Father, because questions are answered in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise, Jesus. And if you feel that one way or the other, you've released your faith for something in the past month and you have not seen it materialize, I just want to tell you, please do not lose faith and just keep your faith intact with God, because you will have whatever you say. Mark 11:23 tells us that whatsoever you want, when you say it, you will have it. Say to the mountain, be you removed and be cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart. You will have whatever you say. Please do not lose hope. Do not lose your faith. Do not lose faith. And just keep thanking God. Anytime that thing comes to your mind, just go ahead and say, Father, I thank you because I have received it. Faith is now. I have received it. When you prayed, it has already been done. Just go ahead and say, Father, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you glory, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because today's service is going to be wonderful. It is wonderful. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. We give you glory. Glory, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning and welcome to church. I believe you will be blessed today. And I believe that you are ready, spirit, soul, and body for today's service. I pray that every heart is receptive in the name of Jesus. Please do not forget to have your writing materials with you. Don't forget to write things down. You cannot remember everything that Reverend will talk about, but please just have a notepad beside you and your pen and your Bible and just jot things down today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe you're ready for today's service. Trust me, I am as ready as you are ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome to church once again.
Hallelujah. It's the first Sunday of the month of July. I just need somebody to be grateful. God has been good. He's been so, so faithful. He has brought us into so much, so much of the revelation of Him. We've enjoyed so much of Him, His faithfulness, His tender mercy. And somebody to be grateful wherever you are with the lifting of your hands. Father, we worship you. Father, we worship you. For the Bible says the thief comes but to steal, to kill and to destroy. But He said He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Can somebody just go ahead and worship Him for this life? The life of God that we carry. Oh, that's the life of God in us that made us His children. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I need somebody to just be grateful this morning, appreciating Him for all He has done for us in Christ Jesus. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Yes, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus. You are the reason why I lift my hands, why I lift my voice, why I sing to you. Is that your song wherever you are? You are the reason I'm alive today. Thank you, Lord. I am here to say it's all because of you. I need to just sing from the bottom of your heart. You are the reason why I lift my hands. Thank you, Father. Why I lift my voice. Why I sing to you. You are the reason I'm alive today. I am here to say it's all because of you. I need somebody to join me wherever you are. Oh, you are the reason why I lift my hands, why I lift my voice. Why I sing to you. Oh, Jesus, you are the reason. You are the reason I'm alive today. I am here to say it's all because of you. Let's sing it one more time. You are Lord, you are the reason why I lift my hands in adoration. Why I sing to you. Why I sing to you. Oh,
say, Jesus, it's all because of you. Raise it high, you are. You are the reason. You are the reason. Oh, you are the reason. Oh, you are the reason. My God, you are the reason. You are the reason why we can sing. You are the reason, oh God, you are the reason why we can praise your name, why we can live the life that you gave us. Yes, Lord, you are, you are, yeah. You are, you are, you are the reason, you are, oh, you are the reason, you are the reason, you are the reason, you are. Why we can be called your children. Why we can be called your sons. Oh God, oh God, oh God. You paid a price. Shelamande, liano, setayalamande. Hey. Who you are, you are, you are. Talamande. Oh, mama, mama, lea, de lina nosa. You are, you are the reason. You are the reason. You are the reason. Oh, you are the reason. Oh, you are the reason. Almighty God, you are, you are, you are, you are, you are, you are. You are the reason, Almighty Jesus. You are the reason. Oh, we sing, you are the reason. You are the reason. You are the reason, Almighty God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We lift our hands to worship your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Wherever you are, let your song rise to him. The life we live is not ours but his, for he made us who we are by his grace. Thank you, Jesus. Well,
can love us the way he does. Nobody can give up everything for us like he did. Oh, let somebody come and rise in worship. Let your worship rise to him. With one voice, wherever you are, Abba, 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 Kabisi, only you can do these things. There is no one else like you.
us these testimonies. Unconditional love of the Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. What a beautiful day it is. Thank you. We give praise to you once again, and thank you. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome. Yep, welcome once again. It's the first Sunday of the month, and I'm sure you're ready to have an exciting month, all right? So this month of July, like we've said already, all right, our month of faith and power. So we're learning about faith. We're learning, all right, how to use our authority, all right? And, I mean, just follow through also what the leaders and the pastors will be telling you to do so that you learn stuff on Sunday, learn stuff on Wednesday, and there might be one or two materials also being passed across so that we could grow. All right, it's important that you and I develop faith. Wednesday, we began learning how to mix that mix of prayer and faith. There is a difference, once again, all right, in that just I pray in tongues all the time, because there are many benefits to praying in tongues. It makes you sharper spiritually, it helps you, you know, sustain your faith capacity at a strong level and all of that. So it's solid. Now, that's different from my now to pray about the situation, all right? When you pray about that, you have something specific you're dealing with, but you can't do that without faith, all right? You cannot pray without faith, but you can release your faith without prayer, all right? And by prayer, we said prayer is fellowshipping with God, prayer is talking to God. So when I speak to a mountain, I'm not praying, I'm not talking to God. I'm talking to the mountain, and there are times when God expects you to speak directly to the mountain, as in, like, don't bug him at all, as in you speak to the mountain. Do you understand that? So it's important that you and I get this, because there are loads of us and loads more of people who love to pray, all right, but then we pray and then panic. You know, prayer and panic don't go together. It has to be prayer and faith. You get that? It's not prayer and panic, it's prayer and faith. So there's that mix, all right, that great mix of faith and prayer. So we ended on Thursday, I mean on Wednesday rather, looking at Romans chapter 4, all right, the life of Abraham. So I'll pick it again, Romans 4, 18. Said Abraham, against hope, believed in hope. So are you dealing with something that seems hopeless? God's word gives us hope, all right? Abraham, against hope, you know, believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was able also to perform. So that's Abraham's faith. Abraham was solid. Abraham was strong because God gave Abraham a word, right? God gave him a word, and the word was, so shall your seeds be, all right? Your seeds will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. So Abraham believed it. So what is the word you're standing on? What is the word for that situation? What is the word for that circumstance? Don't forget what we said on Wednesday, all right? The word of God is settled, settled, settled. God is not confused whether his word will come to pass or not. Right, his word is settled. All right, God had said it from the beginning, all right, to Eve, all right, that your seed will bruise the head, all right, of this serpent. And yeah, the serpent will bruise his heel. But your seed will bruise the head of the serpent. Now, do you know how long a time it took for Jesus to finally come? But that doesn't move God. Got to keep reminding everybody, all right? Got to keep prophesying or speaking through the prophets. Oh, this will happen in the last days. Oh, a virgin will give birth. And then the prophecies kept on coming. Everybody's like, okay, when? So the whole, you know, Jewish nation knew that a Messiah was going to come, all right? But there was still going to be the appointed time. God is not confused as to his word. God is not confused. Now, Jesus has come. Jesus has died. And Jesus has paid the price for you and I, okay? So you and I now need to stand our ground and say, this is what he died for. This is what he paid the price for. This is it. I'm going to put my foot down and believe. So back to that John 14 and the 13th verse. It says, whatever you demand in my name. So he's now dead and resurrected. He didn't just die and stay dead. All right, he died, resurrected, and then he was given a name above every name. He says, take my name. Do wonders with my name. Fight your battles with my name. Live a victorious life with my name. So I've given you my name, all right, because my name is here for your victory. All right? Do you remember that now? All right? So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Right? Every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. So you now have that name to do something with. You've got the name. So you and I have got to put the mix there. Because having prayed, okay, you have to maintain your ground. Having prayed, please maintain your ground. All right. So I said something. All right. We looked at Mark 11. So we'll do that again. That you cannot pray without the release of faith, but you can release your faith without prayer. I'll say that again. You cannot pray effectively without the release of faith. Did you get that? So Mark 11, 24 says, therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. What is this talking about? This is dealing with faith and prayer. Why? What things soever you desire. Number one, have a desire. Have an idea of what you want, okay? Number two, pray. But number three, believe that you receive. And we said believe to receive means to take. Receive. Receive is take. So believe you receive. So I cannot pray and then walk away and say, half of what you prayed about, I just told God about it, whatever I want to do. No. If you're praying a prayer of consecration and like, Father, I perceive, you know, this, but I sense in my, I desire this, but I sense in my heart you seem to lead me in this direction. So I just pray this prayer of consecration. I'm open. All right. I, you know, once I get a green light on you on this matter, I flow. You could walk away with that. And then like, so someone says, how far? Like, well, I'm open about it. Whichever direction the Lord leads, I'm open. That's different from get healed. All right. Symptom is ravaging your body. You don't walk away from there and say, well, if it be his will, no. All right. I said last night that prayer has defeated a lot of people. Yes. That statement has killed a lot of prayers. So don't do that. Oh, please don't do that. All right. God's will is revealed. God's will for you. All right. 3 John 2. All right. Says, beloved, I pray above all things that you may be in health. All right. Prosper, be in health. Even as your soul prospers. So it's the will of God that you prosper. It's the will of God that you have health. Please believe this. Seriously. Believe this. Is that okay? I need you to believe it. I need your faith to be out on it. I need to put your foot down and say, this is what I believe God for. All right. So now, you and I have got to come to terms with the fact that prayer cannot be effectively prayed without faith. Even if it's a prayer of intercession, where you have to pray again and again till something happens to that person's life or something happens in that particular location, it's faith. So James 1, like we read in verse 7, says, let him ask in faith. It requires faith. You know, you have to have asking faith. Verse 6, rather, you know, James 1 and 6. You know, verse 5 says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask from God that gives all men liberally, right? Let him upbraid not. So verse 6 says, let him ask. All right. You know, God will give liberally and will not upbraid. It will be given to you. Let him ask in faith. So God expects. So I can't pray and then not be in faith. Whatever kind of prayer it is, faith is involved. Faith is involved. So you cannot pray without a release of faith, but you can release your faith. without praying. How did I know that? Because Bible teaches us that faith can be released in words. All right? Faith can be released in words. Mark 11, 23. All right? So Jesus said, most assuredly, I say unto you, all right, whosoever will say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and will not doubt in his heart, but believe that the things which he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Jesus here is not praying. No, he's not. He said, say to the mountain. Remember earlier, Jesus had talked to the fig tree, and Jesus just spoke 9 words to the fig tree. No man eat fruit of you hereafter. Okay, just me. That's King James, all right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 words in King James. Some other versions might not have 9. All right, but Jesus just spoke 9 words in King James. No man eat fruit from of you hereafter again. And now he didn't say, oh, Father, it wasn't a prayer. He spoke. He spoke. He spoke. Yes, he spoke. So you might have bills to pay, but keep speaking. Speak. Faith is released in words. It's all not prayer. You release your faith in words. You release your faith in words. Did you get that? You release your faith in what you say to the mountain. You say to the mountain. You say to the mountain. It's sinking in. It has to. It has to. So you can wake up in the morning and just say, I have a great day today. I say that based on the authority of God's word, that I have a great day today. I have a favor-filled day today. I'm led by the Spirit today. Someone say, what are you doing? I'm releasing my faith. I'm releasing my faith. I'm releasing my faith. Hebrews 11 verse 3 says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which we see were not created from things that do appear. So how did God create the world in Genesis? You know, right? God said. So God wants you also to wake up and say, there might be darkness, right, in that area of your life. Say something to it. Say something to it. Speak to that mountain. In the name of Jesus, I have clarity. I have clarity. You might have a pocket of bills to pay, but you keep saying, in the name of Jesus, I declare that bills are paid. I enjoy favor. Things are clear. My life is upward and forward. I move well. I mean, you're speaking, and you're speaking based on authority of scripture. Proverbs 4:18 says, the path of the just is shining like it gets brighter and brighter. I mean, learn to say to yourself, things can only get better. Say it. Things can only get better. Things can only get better. Things can only get better. Let's do that maybe like 10 times. Things can only get better. 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 You've got to believe it. Learn to have scripture and learn to speak based on the authority of scripture. Please get that. Please get this, all right? Paul was writing to the Philippian church and he told them in the 6th verse, right, be careful, all right? Amplified puts it better, well, clearer English, be anxious for nothing, all right? King James says, be careful for nothing. You're too careful. Be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious, all right, about anything. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Prayer and worry don't mix. Prayer and panic don't mix. Prayer and anxiety don't mix. It is prayer and faith that go together. You pray, believing, you receive. So it says, be anxious for nothing, or be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your mind through Christ. So most times we want verse 7, but we don't want to do verse 6. Verse 7 is clear. Verse 7 says, the peace of God that passes understanding will guard your mind. All right, will keep your hearts and mind. Oh God, let your peace guard my mind. No, it starts with you saying, I refuse to be anxious. I refuse to be anxious. I refuse to be worried. The date is getting nearer. You don't know what to do. All right. The opportunity seems to want to close. You don't know the next thing to do. I refuse to be anxious. I declare in the name of Jesus, I have a clear head. I have a clear mind. Someone says, where's that one? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, of power, love, and of a sound mind. I have a clear head. I have a clear mind. I see well. I think clearly. I do not make a hasty decision about this. I think well. I see clearly and things are working well. I mean, it's a fight of faith. You are fighting the thoughts. You are fighting the feelings. You are fighting the things that are trying to bombard you. Guys, whether you pray or it's just a release of faith, you have to stand your ground. You've got to, all right? You've got to stand your ground. Hebrews was telling, you know, tells us in the 10th verse actually, Hebrews 10, from the 35th verse of Hebrews chapter 10 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Don't give up your hope. Don't give up. So whether it was by prayer or you spoke to a mountain and the thing seems to still be standing in front of you, don't give up your hope. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Verse 36, I like it. It says, for you have need of patience after that you have done the will of God that you might receive the promise. Now you put your foot down. Now you spoke a word from God. Now you put your foot down. But you have need of patience. You have need of patience. You have need of patience. You have need of patience after you have done the will of God. The patience is not, you know, Sam, you're sitting now, you know, waiting for the next ship to sail by, just hoping on God. No. This patience is persistence in your faith operation. That, you know, we said last week about the bulldog on Wednesday, about the grit of a bulldog. Just, argh. And then you hold it, believing that you receive. It's mine. It's mine. And like Abraham, you're thanking God, it's mine. I believe I receive. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Thank you, Father. It's mine. You know, so it's not patience like, No. It's, I believe I receive. It's mine now. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's mine now. I believe I receive. It's mine. Oh, thank you, Father. And one thing that helps your faith a lot is praise. Remember what we learned about Abraham in Romans 4? Bible says he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. At those moments, you know, when you feel your faith turns weak or seems to be weak, because faith in itself is not weak. It just seems weak. So when you feel your faith is weak, switch. Spend time in praise. You want to do that? Spend time in praise. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. Concerning my life is settled. Concerning my life is settled. Concerning my health, your word is settled. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You know what happens when you're thanking God? You're thanking God and you set yourself in that mode of, yes, it's true. Now this thing is working. Yes, it's true. It's mine. I ever tried mixing tears or cries and prays? Oh God, it's working. Oh God. You know, you have to choose. Either you face the cry or you face the praise. All right, because the more you begin to praise Him, you pump up energy. Remember David in, you know, 1 Samuel, you know, chapter 30, he encouraged himself. When you switch to praise, you find energy begins to bubble. You know, that you start entering that bless the Lord of my soul, you know, system. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. Let's do that. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. Your word is settled. Your word is settled. It's settled where my business is concerned. It's settled where my health is concerned. It's settled where my accommodation is concerned. It's settled where my babies are concerned. It's settled where my spouse is concerned. It's settled where longevity is concerned. I mean, just say, settled. Your word is settled. Your word is settled. You could go a step further and mention what you know that is settled. You know, remember what Mary said when the angel spoke to her? She said, be it unto me according to your word. I mean, she didn't go to say, I want a baby, so let's find a verse. The word was brought to her, so that is fine in the area of consecration. I mean, if that's God's word, I am available. I receive, I stand and say, hey, be it unto me according to God's word. You could look into the word and say, this is mine. This is mine according to God's word. This is mine. It's mine. Mention what is mine. Sound health. Yes, it's yours. And don't let the devil cheat you. No, not even half a day. Oh, no, not an hour of your day. Pain isn't good. You know, I understand, you know, scientifically and medically, all right, that pain is like a friend. Pain is like the dashboard in your car. You know, where you get to see, you know, the temperature in your car is rising. So it lets you know, oh, you need to park and maybe let it cool off and, you know, put some what now, radiator coolant or water or something, you know. So yes, you know, it lets you see, you know, that your gas tank is running low. You need to stop over the gas or fuel station. And I understand, you know, so you feel something, lets you know, it lets you, I get that, but be careful with the thing that is letting you know the thing, right? Because, so you feel it, so it lets you know. So the next thing you want to do is check what it is. And then you hear like 15 things that it is. And then it could affect your faith. Now there's nothing wrong in checking. Right, but before you check, while you're checking, when you were done checking, the word of God was settled. You have to remind yourself of this. You have to remind yourself of this. Before I go to the doctor to check what it was, while I was with the doctor checking what it was, while the doctor was telling me what it was, while I was being given my prescription, when I'm done, when I get, you know, to the pharmacy to pick up the prescription, you have to, because many times, many of us now abandon, you know, the word of God for what someone said. All right, maybe you have something happening to you, and then a friend of yours, not even a doctor, just a friend or a family member says, oh, is it that? Oh, it happened to me 3 weeks ago. You know, by evening, it will be gone. Haven't you seen where faith comes from that? You just relax and say, well, she said by evening has left. By evening, mine will be gone too. So it will be gone by evening. Then by evening, it wasn't gone. Or maybe by evening, it was gone. All right. You unconsciously are training yourself to have faith in the words of a person. Your health is secure on God's word. Get this, please. No matter what it is that someone tells you. All right. Settle it on God's word. So even when it goes, all right, don't say, well, she said it though. She said it will go by the evening time, and it's evening and it's gone. It's gone. So thank God it's gone. But thank God, because before he ever showed up, by the wounds of Jesus, we're healed. Maybe if you needed to leave by evening, your faith could not even bring it and say 2 hours. Evening is too far. Right? Evening is too far. A preacher, you know, was on mission trip, you know, a couple of years, an American preacher. And then, you know, he had hepatitis. And the doctor said they would need to run him through maybe like 2 months or maybe 3 or maybe 4 or something. And then he needed to go to the next mission in 4 weeks. And I said, doctor, I don't have more than 4 months. What I can give is 4 months. I mean, someone wonder, how can someone have that level of audacity? That's what we're learning, the place of faith and power. Listen, especially when it comes to your health, please, I beg you, don't toy with it. Don't toy with your health. Don't toy with it. Don't. And beware of so many prescriptions. Some have ugly side effects. Don't toy with your health. Feed your faith. And that's what we're learning this month. Feed your faith. I beg you. And do what it is, you know, that I ask the pastors and the leaders to tell you to do. Please. If you're told, confess this, please do. If you're told, read this book this week, please do. Let's build our faith. We don't have to spend money on health. All right? Yeah, if there's a challenge on anybody's health, we all also should come together. That's when we say, she's not working on her faith. He's not working on his faith. Come on. We stand strong, you know, strong together. We should confront things together. Do you understand? But you must build your faith. Because if everybody's believing for you and trying to believe with you, you know, at those moments when the pain is high, doubt might find expression. God, I should just die. And people get to that point when pain is high. When pain is bad. But there's that filling up of your faith with the word. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. Your word is settled. Our health is settled. Our health is settled. Our health is settled. It is forever settled that Jesus took our infirmities. He carried away our sicknesses. Jesus took our infirmities, carried away. He carried away our sicknesses. It's forever settled. Jesus took our infirmities. He carried away our sicknesses. It's settled, guys. It's settled. Glory to God. Settled. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Settled. Thank you, Lord. You and I must put our foot down on this. Must believe in this. Must have faith in this. God's word is sure. God's word is established. You fight with it. You resist the devil with it. You put your foot, and please don't play with this month's teaching at all. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your foot down. Be aggressive. All right. Faith is important. Faith is important. One of the things that makes faith important, let me just share a few things about the importance of faith. Chapter 11 of Hebrews in verse 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So by faith, we please God. Now, don't mix that up with Ephesians chapter 1, right, and the 6th verse that says, "We have been accepted in the beloved." So God accepts you already, right? You're already in Christ Jesus, so God loves you the way he loves you. There's nothing you could do about that, all right? God loves you just exactly, just as much as he loves you. God loves you. However, our daily operation should be pleasing to him. So what pleases him? Faith. You're his child, so you have to live by what he says in his word. So without faith, it is impossible to please him. That's why you see Hebrews 11, right? You're saying by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. All these men did great things by faith. And the important thing about faith is through faith we receive from God. You get that? Through faith we receive. We learn in Mark 11, 24, which we've read last Wednesday and today also, how that you believe you receive. So Mark 11, 24 says, you receive, you receive, you receive. Faith is important. You know, Habakkuk chapter 2, Romans chapter 1, Galatians, even this Hebrews, all right? Let me show you in Hebrews, since we're still reading 11. So Hebrews 10, you know, tells us in verse 38 that now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now the just shall live by faith, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. So he's saying that we live by faith. All right. We live by faith. You and I, we live, we function. All right. We operate by faith. Are you getting that? You and I live by faith. We function by faith. We operate by faith. Galatians 3:11. So we see that's Hebrews 10. All right. So Galatians 3:11 says, "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith." So the second place where that is mentioned. Third place, Romans chapter 1. I'm reading backwards since we're already at the book of Hebrews. All right, Romans chapter 1 verse 16 says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." So we see that, you know, the just shall live by faith, the just shall live by faith, the just shall live by faith, the just shall live by faith. So go to Habakkuk chapter 2, and the 4th verse says, "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." So this is the original text. This is where it's found, and then Paul mentions it in Romans 1, you know, 17, and we'll find it in Galatians 3:11, and we'll find it also in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 10. So we see the same thing being repeated. The just shall live by faith. So number one, faith is how we please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Why do I need to study faith? Why do I need to understand faith? It's by faith you please God. All right? By faith you please God. Number two, all right? It's by faith you receive from God. All right? It's by faith you receive from God. Number three, faith is how we function. You become righteous by faith and you continue to live as a righteous person by faith. You get that? So it's important when you and I understand, oh, I need to give faith the place it has. All right. It's by faith, you know, we live victoriously on this earth. 1 John chapter 5 and the 4th verse, 1 John 5 and 4 says, "Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." So by faith, we live a victorious life on this earth. So this is the victory. So if you and I want to consistently live from victory to victory, it means we've got to move from faith to faith. All right. We've got to live by faith. Do you understand it? So faith is a taker. Faith is a receiver. Faith is active. Faith is not passive. Faith is not just a now. It's not the name of something we have. Faith is a verb. Faith is action. Faith is action, guys. Faith is action. So you and I I've got to remind ourselves, listen, I live by faith. I walk by faith. I function by faith. I operate by faith. I have victory by faith. I like that 1 John 5:4. Let's, you know, do it again. All right. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. So by faith, guys, we enjoy victory. By faith. By faith. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm making clear the place of faith. Because, hey, you know, I did that because I'm going back again to a point I made earlier. I believe it bears repetition. Listen, you cannot pray without the release of faith, but you can release your faith without prayer. And faith is primarily released through words. Faith is primarily released through words. Faith is primarily released through words. You've got to release your faith by the words of your mouth. Faith is released by words, yes, also by action. We'll deal with actions, you know, not today. But you have to understand, I've got to say something. I've got to say something. Most believers don't have a problem with believing. Now, some have an issue with believing. Nothing's conclusive in their hearts yet. We're still swinging, you know, back and forth. We're still swinging left and right, you know, tossed to and fro. You know, we're being tossed, you know, to and fro by every wind of, you know, doctrine and all of that. We're being tossed by things, by situations and everything, you know. But the Word of God, you know, the Word of God, you know, says that we can't just be tossed, all right? We have to take authority. So how do we do that? So our last verse was Habakkuk. Let me run now to Hebrews. So I'll show you something here. Hebrews 11, we've mentioned it. So Hebrews 11, all right? And the third verse says, through faith we understand, all right, that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which we see were not made from things that appear. I want you to get this. Things which we see did not come from things that appear. So it says we understand that that was the operation of faith. That was the operation of faith. That was faith at work. So faith, God released his own faith, if I'll say that, by the words of his mouth. How did you get born again? Romans 10. All right. So the 10th verse, I mean, 10th chapter of Romans, the 9th verse. All right. Maybe we'll pick it from what? The 8th verse. So Romans 10:8 says, but what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So here is teaching us that faith usually is in two places, heart and mouth. I'll show you that in a minute. All right. Let me read verse 8 again. What saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and will believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10 now. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So the way you got born again was by believing and by speaking. You released your faith. Did you get that? You believed, but you spoke. So verse 8 again says, what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So the word is near you. The word is already as close to you as it should be. It's in your heart. Forever, O Lord. Yeah, I want you to say, forever, O Lord, your word is settled. 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 Please say it. Oh, forever, O Lord, your word is settled. It's settled. Then mention. It's settled concerning. Say it. It's settled. What are you doing? You believe, don't you? You're speaking. You believe. You speak. You believe. You speak. Faith must be in two places. If you have it in your heart, but then you don't release it from your mouth, it's power that is not allowed, is not unleashed. It's not allowed to find expression. All right? It's like you have a loaded gun, but you don't pull the trigger. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe that that should be a strong phrase in someone's mouth this season. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled. It's settled. All right? God said it. I believe he said it, that settles it in my heart, says it in my life. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled. I'm blessed. I'm not trying to get blessed. Oh, glory to God. Now, I know we increase in blessing quotient, as it were, you know, so because some people now argue and say, nobody should lay hands on me and say, be blessed or God bless you and all of that. No, it depends on how you apply it. Now, we've been blessed with all spiritual blessing, all right, but we're all not working in all of it. So God might have someone impart certain things to you. Do you get that? All right. So, oh, wow, that blessed me. That blessed me. That imparted some more, you know, of it. Romans 5:17 says that through one man's offense, all right, you know, death, you know, reigned. It now says much more, they who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. All right. Bible scholars say that, all right, it's not the abundance of grace. All right. It's abundance of grace. The righteousness there is now definite, the gift of righteousness. We all have the same gift of righteousness, but it says abundance of grace. All right. And if you notice, Bible says grace abounds, grace and peace abound. So it means you can keep getting more of it and getting more of it and getting more of it and getting more of it. You know, so we're blessed. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings. That's clear. But then we're walking more of it. We're walking more of it. We're walking more of it, but it's available to you. You understand what I'm saying? Right. So that you don't get cocky when, you know, someone, especially when someone who, you know, allow me, you know, use the word capacity, has a greater capacity to bless. And says, because Paul told Timothy, right, to stir up the gift that is within him by the laying on of hands. So certain things are imparted. Right? Certain things are imparted. Certain things can be imparted. So if Timothy had it all, then there will be no need for impartation. Paul was also saying, right, to the Roman church that I'm coming to you in the fullness, all right, of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. He was coming in a full, that means that there are measures, as it were. Right? And Paul was simply saying, I have a great measure about this. And then I'm coming with that measure. Is that all right? So I'm coming with the measure. But yet, in your own personal confession and your meditation, you tell yourself, I have all the blessing. I'm blessed. So the more you say it, it starts finding its way. Are you getting how it works? It finds its way in you. All right. All the giftings. All right. He gave gifts and the gifts, the ministry gifts, and then they impart. And then it comes through revelation. It comes, it just comes. And then you walk in it more and more and more and more and more and keep growing until we come to the measure. Yeah. Stature. Yeah. Yeah. You know, so we believe and we speak. We believe and we speak. 2 Corinthians and the 4th chapter, the 13th verse, 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we having the same spirit of faith according, all right, as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. If you believe, speak. If you believe, speak. The truth is our words get to locate us, all right? The more you talk, you could be easily located. Are you in faith? Are you in doubt? You could be easily located, all right? Our words locate us, all right? I just don't know why this thing is still like this. It just shows that you're processing, all right? You know, it might already be tilting towards doubt if you already believe you've received, all right? But it shows you're processing something. Beware of that seasonal process. What comes out after that? You know, it's not working. You know, it's not working. Now, yeah, there are things you look by fact and say, well, this isn't working. But, all right, and that's where you put your but is important. You know, if you notice when Jesus told Peter to let down his net for a great catch, Peter said, I have toiled all night. I caught nothing. But nevertheless, all right, he said, nevertheless, at your word. All right, so I guess I'm adding but and nevertheless, all right. But he said, nevertheless, at your word. So please find out where you put your but, all right? I believe I am healed, but. I believe I am healed, but. So where do you put the but? Where do you put it? I believe I am healed, but. I believe I am healed. No. So when you put the but after, but if you say, this pain is much, but, all right? I believe I am healed. So you've just restructured it. I mean, you've constructed it better. So I say, but does it matter? A whole lot, all right? Because you're speaking forth your faith. You're speaking forth your faith. You're speaking forth your faith. Please understand this. You're speaking forth your faith, all right? I have a lot of needs. I don't even know how I'm going to survive this new month. Things have not been okay, but I believe God's word, you know, that he's my shepherd and I would not lack. So you place the but there. You don't say, oh, I know the Lord's my shepherd, I do not like, but man, I don't know how I'm going to survive. All right. Just almost sounds like Lord, I know you're my shepherd, but I really don't know what you're going to do. I don't know if you can even do anything about this. So you have to. Are you getting this? All right. We fight the battles by deliberate, conscious use of our faith. Someone says, does it matter? Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. So we said, we live by faith, all right? The just shall live by faith. That was said to us 4 different times in scripture, all right? That we please God by faith, okay? So we live by faith. We please God by faith. We receive from God, you know, by faith, right? So what else again? We live a victorious life upon this earth by faith. So Ephesians 6, what does it tell us? Ephesians 6 from verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand or to stand against the wiles of the enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, please note, above all, he said a lot of things already, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So in addition to the things you've learned about the advantages of faith, please add this. By faith, I quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The devil knows how to send thoughts, how to send negative thoughts, how to send suggestions. And the reason why these things take root in our hearts and they grow is we don't knock them out. We don't quench them. We don't quench them. All right? The devil starts making you feel something happened to your younger brother, something happened to your younger sister, and then nothing happened. Something happened to your younger brother, something happened to your younger sister, and then nothing happened. Something happened, but yeah, nothing's happening yet, but he's creating a room in you. He's looking for space. Ephesians 4 says, neither give place to the devil. He's creating that room. He's looking for, you know, listen, have you ever seen, and I'm sure it's happened, you know, to us, you know, something happens and you're like, and I've been thinking that this will happen. Sometimes, what if those thoughts were the devil's suggestions already? Remember what happened to Job? You hear that his kids had a party, and then he quickly goes to offer a sacrifice up to God, just in case they sin, they give them that God is going to get mad at them. All right? And then he has to do the party again, and then he goes and offers sacrifice, just in case they sin against God. Somewhere in his mind, he was beginning to accommodate a thought that something could go wrong. Something could go wrong. Something could go wrong. Something could go wrong. And then the enemy, looking for a road into Job's life, had said, hey, God, I know you put a hedge of protection around him. And that was a revelation. And it's still a revelation to you as a child of God. That means Job was running helter-skelter, trying to offer up sacrifices, all right, where children were concerned, not knowing that there was a hedge of protection around him. What a revelation for us. The man didn't know. The devil saw the protection. The man didn't know. The devil capitalized on the man's ignorance. Knowing that the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And then we now end up saying, and I was thinking about it. No, they sometimes are the suggestions of the enemy. He's looking for an inroad. He's looking for it. So the devil, you know, says, hey, haven't you put a hedge of protection around him? And the enemy is looking for a space. So he found it. This man is afraid. So by chapter 3, 25th verse, Job said, the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me. The things I was afraid of the most has happened to me. Fear creates a door. Listen, the same way by faith we activate the power of God, by fear you activate the power of the enemy. Please get this. All right? Faith and fear shouldn't mix. Faith and, no. But what if I'm afraid? Say to yourself, I refuse to fear. Use your words again to counter it. Say it to yourself, I refuse to fear. Say it. Because God hasn't given you the spirit of fear. So that fear did not come from God. I refuse to fear. I refuse to be anxious. I refuse to panic. I refuse it. Say it. Because fear will destabilize you. Fear will bring you into confusion. Fear will shut you out and not allow you be able to pull from the spiritual resources to be able to draw. This is what God will have me do now. Have you ever tried doing anything in panic mode? You could mess things up. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. Listen, guys, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. Refuse to fear. Please. Refuse to fear. I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. I will not be afraid. So please refuse to fear. You've got to intentionally, deliberately tell yourself. I mean, we find fear not in a couple of places in scripture. An angel appears to someone, he says, fear not. Jesus appears to disciples, he tells them to fear not. Do not allow fear cripple your faith. Don't allow it. The devil looks for an inroad. He wants to find that inroad. The Bible says, give no place to him. So, you know, because those wiles of the enemy, you just have that funny thought. Maybe something happened to your kid brother. You just say, no, in the name of Jesus, he's safe. He's safe. God watches over him. Oh, you don't know where your children are. Maybe something's going to happen to them. My children are taught of the Lord. They are taught of the Lord. Great is their peace. They are taught of the Lord. Do you understand that you speak God's word? You speak God's word. Please get this, please. You speak God's word. Hallelujah. That's what we do. So we're still reading now. So we stopped at verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Oh, no, no, no. That's not where we stopped. I've skipped. My mind just went back there. All right. So we're at 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Wherewith you be able to quench. You, not God, will quench for you. You'll be able to quench. Now, that's what God does. Don't get me wrong. There are many things that happen for you on your behalf that you don't have an idea of. All right. Many things angels are doing. Many things the Holy Ghost is doing that you don't have an idea of. But the same things you now see, they come into your vicinity, into your, under your radar. You quench the fiery darts of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Remember what Paul told the Corinthian church? All right, that we wrestle not against, flesh and blood. No. That the weapons of our warfare, my mind is here. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imaginations, bringing into captivity every thought. Please understand. We pull it down. We pull it down. So you take authority by faith. Listen, so you're going to walk through life and then you knock things off. Sometimes how do we allow low self-esteem? We heard things people said. We saw things they did and we allowed it get to us and we allow those things keep whispering. No, knock it down. By faith, I beg you, quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. By faith, quench it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. But I want you to see something else that is faith. Now, faith is not written. All right. Verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Okay, so someone says, where is faith there? The word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So it says the sword is the word of God. Faith is what produces, the word produces faith. So that sword is a sword of faith. That means you and I are in battle, so we have a shield, and then we have a sword. Actually, every part of the armor is a product of God's word. But I'm just staying with what faith will do for you. So you block the thoughts of the enemy, you slice by the word. You get this now. You block, you slice, you block, you slice, you block, you slice, you block, you slice. You don't allow things. You cut through that sickness. I refuse to be sick. Thoughts of what if you die? I will not die in this way. I got the life of God in me. I got the life of God in me. I got the life of God in me. The life of God is in me, full in me, strong in me, great in me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. This is, one of the reasons why we must understand the place of faith, because faith is a taker. Anywhere faith is, faith takes. Anywhere faith is, faith takes. Anywhere faith is, faith takes. I'm trying to see if I should skip or I should hold on. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because faith sees the invisible. Faith sees the invisible. People don't see, but faith says, I see it. John says, how? Because Hebrews 11, faith is the substance of things we hope for, the evidence of things we do not see. Faith is the substance of things we hope for, the evidence of things we do not see. Faith is the substance of things we hope for. The evidence of things you do not see. Faith is the evidence, guys. Evident. You know, when you say, oh, I've got evidence, it means I've got proof. Proof. When people say proof, it means something tangible, something physical. That means faith is tangible spiritually. How do you know you are healed? I have my evidence. My evidence is not, oh, the pain has gone. No. My evidence is, this is what the word of God said. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. We're going to end on that. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you ready? Hebrews 11. We'll just read. All right. But allow me, let me just open this up in what? Play with a few verses quickly. And then, you know, we swing. So Hebrews. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 11, verse 1, KJV. So now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for. And then what? The evidence of things not seen. So I want you to take note of the two words King James uses there, right? One is substance and number two, evidence. Substance. Evidence. Substance. I'm trying to open up my Bible app here. Yeah, so found it. So quickly, I was using just my regular King James Bible app. So let's quickly switch to the other Bible app that's YouVersion. I've told you guys about it before. Please get it. Doesn't consume too much space, all right? And you could have loads and loads, even different languages, right? You can have Yoruba, all right? So loads and loads and loads. What chapter am I? What book am I? All right, so Hebrews 11, all right? And the first verse of Hebrews 11. So let's click here and compare, all right? So YouVersion, solid, right? Amplified says, amplified. Now, faith is the assurance, the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for, things divinely guaranteed. Watch this. The word title deed, you know, is not something we commonly use in Nigeria, but I mean title deed, all right? When you buy a piece of property, they give you title deed, all right? You know this land is mine, okay? Or, but the more commonly used one, maybe that we understand, might be the check. So I write you a check. You trust me. The way you trust God, you trust the character of the person. I say, this is, you know, check of XYZ amount of naira. You know, take the check. All right. So you walk home and tell your husband or tell your wife or tell friends, I've got, you know, X amount of naira. They say, no, who gave you? You know, and then show them a check. Because they, oh my God. You know that, like, whoa, see how much you got. Nobody's wondering, is it not just check? Hey, paper, go to the bank, go on to declare it to. It's when the character of the person involved is questionable. Usually that. And so, if not, everybody's already screaming and jumping, hey, we got money, oh, we go shopping, whatever it is you want to do. Listen. So, Bible says faith is that title deed. Faith is like you're holding the check. So the check lets you know you got money. So you walk into the bank like, I've come to collect my money. You know, you don't say, I just want to know if it's okay, if you don't mind, if it be your will, would you feel like, are you in a good mood? I mean, you stand in front of the, you know, person helping you to cash the check. Are you in a good mood to give me some money? I have a check. I just don't know if you feel like, maybe you just want to, in case you change your mind, I can come back tomorrow. No, you walk in there, you present the check. I want my money. They ask for, you know, what identification, you drop your license, you sign. I mean, except there's no money there, but like I said, we clear the issue of the person's character is not in question. So you walk in there, you want your money. You know, a person is, you know, chewing gum, you say, hey, I'm here. You don't say, can I? So you don't treat the devil that way. You find in God's word, what God has promised you, what God has made, you put your foot down and say, this is mine. Glory to God. Glory to God. So faith is the assurance, the title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen. Please notice what it puts in parentheses. The conviction of their reality. The conviction of their reality. All right. Faith, please watch this, comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by... So, faith is you seeing the invisible. Believing the invisible. I believe I receive and it's mine. I believe I receive and it's mine. I believe I receive and it's mine. Oh, thank you, Lord. Passion Translation. Now, faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes a foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. Foundation. All right? It is all the evidence required to prove. Watch this. Faith is all the evidence required to, you know, to prove that. Faith is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. Faith is all the evidence required to prove what is still it is unseen, but I have proof. Oh, dear Lord. It is unseen. I have proof. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Faith is the evidence.
So what makes you know that, you know, you have your healing? I got my evidence. I remember Kenny Hagin, you know, when he was much younger, he had this, you know, he had been paralyzed before as a, you know, and then he had this twist, something, you know, turned, like some level of paralysis happened to his mouth. And it was obvious. So he went to church and just wanted the pastor to pray. He was a young believer. All he wanted the pastor was just pray, and he was just going to believe and receive. So he finished doing that, and his friends kept on saying, oh, you didn't get your healing today. I said, I did. The moment the pastor prayed for me, I got it. They said, no, you didn't. So the next day he woke up and the thing was gone. So somebody said, now it's gone. He said, no, you guys were waiting to see to believe. All right? And we're going to learn that. There's something usually, you know, taught as the Thomas kind of faith versus the Abraham kind of faith. Thomas said, when I see it, I will believe it. All right? But Jesus said, blessed are those who believe even when they do not see. That's what belongs to us. This is the life of faith. This is what you and I are learning this month. This is what you and I are going to develop ourselves with this month. This is what you and I are going to get stronger with this month. That life of faith, that assurance of faith, that commitment of faith. We're going to put our foot down and say, what is mine, I have it, it's mine right now, I believe I receive it, it's mine right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you because forever, oh Lord, your word is settled. Your word is settled. Your word is settled. Our health, settled. Prosperity, settled. Long life, settled. All that concerns us is settled. Settled. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We give you praise. Woo! Glory. Ha ha. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Settled. 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 Our lives are hid in Christ. Sealed. Settled. All that concerns us. Thank you, Father. You've given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Our lives are sealed and settled. 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 Glory to God. Thank him. Thank him. Settled. Glory to God. Thank him. Glory to God. Yes. Yes. We speak forth believing that this month is a great month for us. Month of July. You're fruitful. In you, we rise higher and higher. We enjoy greater mighty favor. We see things we've not seen before. Experience things. Go ahead. Speak to your month right now. Go ahead. Speak. Just speak into your days and your week. The days are yours. The weeks are yours. All right. God created every day, every week. But you speak. You speak this month. I prosper this month. I enjoy this month. I excel this month. This month is mine. It's mine in the name of Jesus. Come on, go ahead. Speak favor to your path. Speak. We believe and therefore 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 go ahead. Aparekabo pradagadasa. We believe and therefore speak. We believe your home is blessed. Everything that concerns you is blessed. You're blessed going out. You're blessed coming in. You're blessed going out. You're blessed coming in. Everything that concerns you, blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Yep. Yep, we give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I speak over every one of us. I speak over you listening, you watching. I speak as the apostle said over the house, and I declare that your path is filled with favor in the name of Jesus. I speak and I declare that your month and the rest of the year, the rest of the 6 months of this year, they are filled with goodness, crowned with goodness in the name of Jesus. That this season, this next few months, this month and the rest of the months, you will enjoy supernatural assistance. You will enjoy supernatural clarity. I speak blessings to you. I speak increase. I speak great grace. I declare doors that are shut, they are open. I declare the ones that are shut, that should be shut, you will gain a revelation of what to do about them. How to move around and away so that you would not enter into the trappings of men. I declare that your steps this season are ordered. I declare that you move from faith to faith, from victory to victory. That all that concerns you works with bliss and you enjoy great peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, amen. So we thank God. We thank Him. I mean, what a great moment we're going to have. So please stick to whatever you're told to do. Please, let's just write and keep talking in tongues. We're not done. All right, tongues is our lifestyle. We just learned it in June so that it could just build into our patterns and all of that. So praise God. All right, you will find account details on the screen. I'd like to encourage you, all right? 2 Corinthians chapter 9 says, they that sow sparingly, they will reap sparingly. They that sow bountifully, they will reap bountifully. That every man should give as he has proposed in his own heart, because God loves a cheerful giver, all right? So you need to learn to always give back to where you are fed spiritually, and your church is doing a great job, I believe, feeding you spiritually, all right, tirelessly in this season, all right? So learn to commit, all right, what God has blessed you with, or whatever percentage of it, all right? You've made up your mind in honor of God, all right? Not based on circumstances, in honor of God. Learn to commit, all right, and say, this is it. I'm committed. I'm sowing my seed. I'm blessed. I'm a blessing. All things are working for me. I'm favored in every single way. All is well with me. Father, thank you. We thank you for the givings. We speak abundance and not lack. Every one of us are in Christ. Every one of us are the seed of Abraham. So every one of us, we increase. Every one of us, we excel. Every one of us, we do well. Thank you, Father. We give praise to your name. We honor you in the name of Jesus. So that, you know, I believe, you know, was a blessing to you. I would like to advise and encourage that you listen to this teaching again and again and again and again. All right. Let's grow in grace. Let's grow in strength and let's grow in increase. Thank you. All right. Have a beautiful week. Blessings.
With the lifting of your hands, come and adore the name of the Father for making a life so brand new. Oh, 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 can be a sea. Come on, somebody, let it rise from the leaves of your come. Oh, grateful.